Let's start the Gemara. We'll start trying to understand the Gemara, and then we'll get to Taisus. Let's learn a few lines. Mechti. The Gemara begins. Mechti. The Mishnah had a list of 15 arayos. Kulu me achaisisha yalfinan. We learned them all out of achaisisha. Really. We learned them all out of achaisisha. Let me just go back and repeat something I said the first day in Shir. It's something you really have to remember all year because it constantly comes up. I started Yevamos this year by telling you that the Mishnah has three chidushim. One, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum by an Erva. Two, that there's no Chalitza by an Erva. And three, that it's Sara and it's Sara Sara Potter. That's why we started again. We said there are three chidushim in the Mishnah. Erva is no Yibum, Erva is no Chalitza, Erva Potter is a Tzara. If I told you that, I said, what's the reason for each one of the three? The first one, Erva, no Yibum. Why? So what I believe I told you the first day was that we're going to see in the Gemara two reasons. One is a Pasik Oleha and Gimel Amid Beis. Oleha is a Pasik that says by Achais Isha. And we learn from Achais Isha to all the Arayas that Erva has no Yibum. And secondly, on the Ches Amid Beis, Rava is going to say that it's a Svara that Ein Asei Deicha Laisisei Ish Yesh Bekaris. Rava on Ches Amid Beis is going to say that it's you don't need a Pashtus here. He's saying you don't need a Pasuk. He doesn't say the words you don't need a Pasuk. He just says the reason there's no Yibum is because Ein Asei Deicha Laisisei Ish Yesh Bekaris. Okay, that's the way we began. There are two reasons. Are the reasons arguing? Are the reasons going together? I said, we'll leave it. We'll get to it. The Gemara begins. Mechti. Kulu me'achais ishi yafinam. The Gemara names on for a pashtus. The first reason. The reason, the pasuk, what I call Oleha, the Gemara is going to call it Oleha. The pasuk Oleha is on Gimel Amid Beis. It says, Isha el achaisa loisikach litzrar legalais ervosa oleha b'chayeha. Oleha matamad leimer. The Gemara makes a drash. So that, again, we're not going to discuss it at length today. But you have to notice it right away, because these are the aleph beis of this perek, is to know the drashes. And right away, we have here a stam Gemara that says, Mechti. The Gemara doesn't say Bishlam like Rava who holds it to Svara is not good, but if you learn it, the Gemara doesn't say that. The pashtus of the Gemara is either that we didn't hear of Rava yet, or that they don't argue. So it means Hashem, we're going to come back to it, but again, when you read the Gemara, that should come to mind. Let's see the Gemara. Mechti kulam yachaisisha yalfinan. Listening achaisisha bereisha. If all the arayis we learn out of Oleha, and Oleha says by achaisisha, and we learn everything else out of achaisisha, so let's say achaisisha first. Bechite matano chumrei nokat. So where is the terence? That the Mishnah is going in the order of the most serious erva first, and the less serious next. Chumrei chumrei nokat, Reb Shimon hidama sreifa chamura. Ihachi lisni chamoisei bereisha, dika sreifa b'chamoisei ksiv. Where does it say sreifa, a pasik of sreifa? So look in Rashi. Rashi brings a pasik b'chamoisei ksiv. You see the Rashi? Isha sheyikach es isha vesima, sima hi b'eishis reifa. B'yikrachat. Okay, got that pasik? Isha sheyikach es isha vesima zimi beishis reif. What's the case? What's the case? Someone marries his mother-in-law. He married a mother and a daughter. Right? He married a mother and a daughter. He's chayiv sreif. Now, chamoisai yachayiv sreif. What's chamoisai? Someone married the daughter and then he married the mother. He's chayev sreif. What happens if he married the mother first and the daughter second? Same thing? Huh? What? Kalosai is his son. It's not Kalosai. This is Bas Ishtai. Kalosai would be his son's wife. But here, again, he marries first, he marries a woman. And later he takes the mother-in-law. That's Sreifa. The reverse. If he takes the mother-in-law first and the daughter second, Pashas, it's also Sreifa. What does the Pasuk say? Read it. Ish asher yikach es isha ves ima, zima hi ve'esh Sreifa. If someone marries a woman and her mother, he's chayev sreifa. So pashtus, it's in both directions. Right? Rashi in the Mishnah said that when it says that Isser in the Mishnah, it's in both directions. So you mask him, I think it's true, I'm not telling you a shverazah. It's emes. If someone marries a woman and then his mother-in-law, the woman's mother, is chayev sreifa. Someone marries a mother-in-law and then... That's not a mother-in-law yet. He marries a woman. And then her daughter is also be chayev sreifa. What do you say? No. What? That's not a daughter-in-law. If he takes a woman and then her daughter, that's bas ishtai. Right? So it says in the Mishnah too, right? And therefore... So you have two cases. You have a case of taking a mother-in-law and bas ishtai. It's two cases... But it's the same case in reverse. Right? It's the same case. Rashi actually said that in the Mishnah. What? There's also Sreif, and therefore... Oh, so that's what I wanted to get at. Well, what I'm telling you is that Chamoisai is Sreifa, and Bas Ishtai is also Sreifa. It's the same exact thing in two directions. Right? They're both Sreif. Ashver, they talk about Sreif. But if you turn back to the Mishnah, what's the order of the Mishnah? Elohei. Bitai, three Bitais. Then Basishtai, three Basishtais. And then Chamoisai, and three of those. So the Gemara is asking, if you're going in the order of Einish, let it say Chamoisai first. Why should it say Chamoisai before Bas Ishtai? They're both the same Sreifa. Chamoisai Sreifa, Bas Ishtai is Sreifa. It's the same exact Aveira. Right? They're two flip sides of the same Aveira. If you marry the daughter and then the mother, that's Chamoisai. If you marry the mother and then the daughter, that's Bas Ishtai. So it's a little strange. Why does the Gemara say, Listi Chamoisai Bereisha? It should say, let's say, Bas Ishtai Bereisha. Bas Ishtai is first in the Mishnah. So there's nothing wrong. Bas Ishtai before Chamoisai. Let it say Bas Ishtai and then Chamoisai. Is it the same? What? Right. The Gemara means Chamoisai should be before Bitai. But why use a Lashon Listi Chamoisai Bereisha? It's more accurate to say, Listi Bas Ishtai. You're right. The Kasha would be the same Kasha. There's no big difference in the outcome of the Gemara. Just the language of the Gemara, Listi Chamoisai Bereisha, L'chayri should say Listi Bas Ishtai Bereisha. So the Gemara takes on the Mishnah, it takes on the Pashtus of the Pasuk. Yeah, it's interesting. Rashi and Beis Amid Aleph brought the other Pasuk. There are two Pasukim. There's this pasuk which is not allowed. Rashi in the Mishnah brought a different pasuk. Ervas Ishu Bito Leisegala. Ervas Ishu Bito Leisegala. Rashi there brought the other pasuk, which is the same Aveira. One's a Azhara, one's an Einish. So maybe, like you say, since the Gemara is talking about the Einish here, it should say Chamoisai first. Even though in the pasuk of the Azhara, it's Basishtai first. My question is, why listi chamoisai bereisha? What's wrong with bas ishtai bereisha? So the saying is that maybe the teretz is because the posh pshat in the pasuk is the mother was second. It's chamoisai, even though it's both ways. What? Ikasreifa b'chamoisai ksiva. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. The ikasreifa b'chamoisai ksiva. And there's a non-ikka sreifa also. Okay, mustamlet subshat. Mustamlet teretz. The teretz is that it's chapping on the one that's more mafurish bikra. Okay, fine. I just want to think it through, that's all.
Both ways
of Pashta Sakra, so it's a problem. And the problem comes back. Why it says Muslim Chamay Sibiration? Okay, like I said, it doesn't change the Shakla Vitaria, it's just the Diuk in the why it says Chamay Sibiration. Okay. Void Basa Chamay Slusni Kalasai, the Basa Srefis Gila Chamura. The Labita Kimidasi Midrasha Chaviva Lai, we'll stop there. Bitai kiven daasi midrasha chavivalei. We have this idea in so many places in Shas that something you learn from a drasha is more chaviv, and therefore you start with something that you learn from a drasha. Okay, let's learn the bottom taisus bitai. There are two parts of taisus that I would like to discuss. One is the pshat in the beginning of Taisvis, and then we'll talk about the halacha of Bitai. It's always easier to talk about the halachas of Bitai than pshat in Taisvis in a group. You have to focus on Taisvis. I just had a little bit of a problem with pshat in Taisvis. I'll tell you what my problem was, and then we'll move on to the pilpulin. Bitai kivedi the asi medrasha chavivalei. Hainu bitai meanu sasei kedivirish bekoches. We had already in the Mishnah that bitai is coming for bitai meanu sasei. Bitai minisu asai ervasi shu bitai nafkad like armas ishtai. That is the same bitai from his wife, from his married wife, is the same as bas ishtai. Good. Im taimar hechi nafkad. Now, to the rest of the day, the rest of Shia today, we're talking about one topic. Bas Ishtai. Okay? We're not talking about the other Erevis. The rest of today, we're talking about Bas Ishtai. That's what Taisus talks about. Nim Taima. Heichi Nafka, how do you learn Bas Ishtai? Out of Erevas Ishobita, you learn Bas Ishtai, which is his daughter, his real daughter, from his wife. They can have two Bas Ishtais. You could have one who's his wife's daughter and not his daughter. You could have one that's a daughter from both of them. So the pasuk ervas ishu bita, pasuk means she has a wife. She has a daughter, I mean. Your wife, somebody has a wife, the wife has a daughter. How do you know it includes the man's daughter too, when it's the mutual daughter, a daughter from the two of them? So Taisus says that it's a kal v'chaymer. Taisus in the Vim Taimer holds that's a kal v'chaymer. Madach Yechayiv, if it's the wife's daughter and not your daughter, Yechayiv. Certainly, if it's the wife's daughter and your daughter. Taisus learns it's a Kal v'chaymer. It makes a lot of sense. Right? Isha Ubita, you're not going to marry a woman and her daughter. Certainly not if it's your daughter too. Taima. Vehechi Nafka Veinam Asirim and Adin. Why didn't Tosis ask the Kasha when he brought Rashi Bita Minasasi right away? Why didn't Tosis ask the Kasha there? The whole Tosis could have been there. Chayri, you're right. We'd have to think about it. Okay, let's hold on. Let's see Tosis from Timer. Hechi nafko hei masir min adin. Kedam la kamon perig beis. Stop. Let's taste this kasha. We know there's a rule that ain masirim min adin and ain oinchin min adin. What does that mean? So just to tell you simple taich, ain oinchin min adin means you can't learn a kal v'chaymer to give an oinish. Ain oinchin min adin. Ain masirim min adin means we have a rule that we never give an oinish unless there's a lav in the Torah. If it says, l'mashal, isha sheyikach es isha ves ima zimehi ve'esh yisraifu, we wouldn't give sreifa. Even though it says Isha Shayikach as Isha Vesima, Sima Hibe Isha Sreifu, the Torah says a hasara. There's another pasuk. Like the Galar Avos says, another pasuk alav. That's an hasara. We say Ein Isha Minadin, Ein Asira Minadin. We say that we don't, from Kavachaymis, we don't give Einshim. Ein Asira Minadin is also a way of giving an Einish. You need hasara in order to give an Einish. To give punishments in the Torah, you need two psukim. We don't punish in Olam Hazeh. We don't give punishments from Kal V'Chaimis. We don't give punishments unless we have two psukim, one for the Einish and one for the Azhara. And those psukim have to be beferish. They can't be from a Kal V'Chaim. So Frektais is a kasha. How can you learn out Bitai? Learn out from a Kal V'Chaimer. I am a Asir Min Adin. I don't understand Taisa's kasha, because let's say you're right. Ain masir min adin. What does that have to do with anything? Averis we learn from Kal V'Chaimis. It's punishments we don't give from Kal V'Chaimis. Averis we learn. It's one of the Yugimel Dvarim Shatar and the Dreshes Behem. We learn Kal V'Chaimis all the time. We always have Kal V'Chaimis. The Torah says you're not allowed to curse someone using the Shem Hashem. We learn, oh, that's not a concept, the example, it's not a Kal V'Chaimer. But we use Kal V'Chaimers all the time. We use, the Torah says, you're not allowed to curse a doll, you're not allowed to curse a deaf person. And we say, the Kal V'Chaimer, you're not allowed to curse somebody who can hear. That's a good Kal V'Chaimer. Well, from that alone, we're not going to give an Einish. Because Ein Einishim and I did. Maybe you only get an Einish if you curse someone who doesn't know about it. Maybe because someone does that, maybe you know. Ein Hashem and I did. But in Avera, we do learn from a Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer we darshan. What? From the Kal V'Chaimer, you could know if it's more than one Avera.
You have to know if it's more than one Avera.
Okay. Fine, that's true.
Right here, someone's playing with daughter from his wife. So he's
maybe. And therefore what?
That's why he can't know that it's an Averi. That's also
having I'm not sure I follow. Let me speak out the question and let's see if you're answering it. What my problem with Tosfos asks, Eim Asira Min Adin. Mishkayach, Eim Asira Min Adin. What does that have to do with this Gemara? This Gemara has zero to do with punishments. The Havamina mentions Sreif and Skila, but we're not going on that. We're saying Bitoi, Kim Dasi Midrasha Chavivalei. There's an Issa Bitoi that we learn from Midrasha. Okay? So we learn from Midrasha. We learn Bitoi, Manasase from Midrasha, Basishtai from a Kal V'Chaimer. If it's Bitoi, Meishtai to Kal V'Chaimer. Why do we care that Ein Einshin Min Adin, Ein Masir Min Adin? What does that have to do with the Sugya? Our sugya is not talking about punishments. Our sugya says an erva patters, an erva doesn't do evil, an erva doesn't do chalitza, an erva patters a tzara. What does that have to do with Ein Masir Min Adin? I don't understand the poshita flow of Tosfos. What's an afkamina? An Ein Masir Min Adin.
Yep.
Now I'm telling you a fact that Ein Masir Min Adin means we don't punish. In order to give a punish, you need a hasara, so you need a beferish hasara, you can't do from a Kal V'Chaimer. But Averis we learn from Kal V'Chaimis. We do learn Averis from Kal V'Chaimis. To say that you're not allowed to do something, we learn from Kal V'Chaimis all the time, every time. Amas hirin doesn't mean you don't learn an isser. That's why I'm being magdim. Amas hirin means to give a punishment. In order to give a punishment, you need two psukim. The einish pasuk and the asara pasuk. Those have to be beferish. They can't be a Kal V'Chaimer. That's to punish. Well, you're not talking about punishing. We're not. It's not true. It doesn't apply. What? Where? Where skilus reifa, you mean? Well, going after that, the Gemara ended up that we don't go in the order of Einshin. Elabita, it's not about Einshin. Didn't talk about Einish for Bita. The Gemara never said Bita has an Einish. Maybe there's no Einish for Bita. We never discussed Einish for Bita. There's no Chalitza because it's an Aveira. It's an Erva. It's an Erva. It has, no, it doesn't have to be Misa. As long as it's an Araya, it's Chayiv. You saw a Karasikala from a Kavachimer. Right, the Gemara is charata from that. Gemara says Sreifa Chamura. We're having charata from the whole Sreifa Chamura. We're not going now with Sreifa Chamura. If Sreifa Chamura, let's see Chamaisa Bereisha. What? Did the Gemara ever say, in the Gemara in Yevamis, that base, did it ever say Bita gets an Einish, gets Misa? Does it say it anywhere in this Gemara? That Bita gets punished. Where? What? It can't be. Then Bita shouldn't be first. That means Bita doesn't necessarily get an Einish. Where does it get Sreifa? Where does it say in this Gemara gets Sreifa? It says Chamoisai. So it never said here Bita gets Sreifa. Was it same thing that's right? Gemara is far the order should be the order of Einshin. So Gemara is chayzer from that. No, because Chamaisa should be first. That was the kasha, and Chamaisa should be next.
Right, not because of being chayzer from the fact that it's Einshin.
Look, I agree. There's Einshin. I agree that they are Einshin, and that you could the tesis would make sense if they're Einshin. I am a same and a din. What does it have to do with Yevamis? Where in this sugya does it say Bita gets Sreifa? It doesn't say that. The Gemara had a Hava Mina Yigol Chumri Chumri Naka, and the Gemara slugged it up with two kashes, and where it says Ella Bita gets Yivin Joshua Chavivalei. It's nothing to do with Einshin.
Not because that's right.
What?
It's not slugging up because it's not the din. The Gemara is masking that the din.
Look at Rashi. Kivadasi Midrasha Li Oser Olav Chavivalei. Tan Ragnar Mirash. Look at Rashi. To me, Surim, we're not talking about ancient.
Is it more serious that Basish doesn't have Sreifa?
I want you to tell you something. I can read this Gemara with you, and I have no clue what the Einish is of Bita. You want to know what it is? Let's look it up in the Rambam. Right, the Gemara here doesn't say anywhere Bita is gets
an Einish.
What? That's what Taisus needs to ask. Taisus means to ask, why is the Gemara say, listen, Kolosai, the Gemara should ask. So Taisus is really going on Chitay, Matay Chumri Chaminaket, so it should go on that. Chumri Chaminaket, what do you mean? Bitay and Enchim and Adin. That's what it should have gone on. What? This Gemara is not going like Rava. So you can't tell me Tosfos is asking like Rava because Gemara is not going like Rava. I don't know why it's not. I asked you why now. We'll have to see why. You must say Kula Mechaisishi Afinon. The Ferish Gemara. Kula Mechaisishi Afinon. The Gemara doesn't answer. No, we don't learn from Mechaisishi, we learn from Rava. Why do you say that? Yeah, therefore what? But that's not pshat in the Gemara.
Yeah, but what is the drosha? Just asking about the drosha. And what is the table asking the drosha? How do you go
there? Right. So let's say Gemara is a class of Jewish and say, Gemara says Bitai. That's Bitai Me'en Asasai. That's not Bitai Me'ishtai. You're talking about Bita Me'en Asasai. Tais is asking on Bita Me'ishtai, right? Tais is saying Bita Me'ishtai Emezir Min Adin. Right? The Gemara doesn't even talk about Bita Me'ishtai. The Gemara isn't talking about Bita Mishnah. Bita in the Mishnah is Bita Menasasa. Okay, if you follow what I'm asking, good. We'll try to help me with it. You find me. I'm not telling you that Yeshua asked it, nor Hilarious. I don't know who asked it. I looked. I don't know enough of Farshim on Yevamis yet. I have the Kaivitz, and then I have the Shiurim, but I don't, in the back I also looked. I didn't find. I have the old fashioned backs, you know, after all the Farshim, but I just didn't understand. Tes Kasha Bit Kasha. Amos Yemenadin. How do you know you get an Irish? What's it got to do with here? Now, Avi was asking to go to Tesh Shalias down the Amar Aleph, where I mentioned Bitei first. I guess it's the same Kasha. What's the connection of Tesh's Kasha to this Gemara? It's true, Amos. What?
It's
true
what Tesh asked.
You mean Tesh really going in the beginning of the Gemara? You're really not in good shape anyway, because the Gemara would be going on Bitei Manusasai, not on Bitei Meishtai. Bita in the Mishnah be a sasa. Only because so therefore we have to make a change. That what? That since we have a kasha masimadin on Basishtai. So then the pasuk of Bita kemina nusasa must mean a suasa. Right, so it does. So what's from the Gemara? Let's see, we'll say what you're saying. You just told me if Ein Hashem Adin, then you can't learn Bitei from his wife from Basishta, you have to learn it from Bitei. And Bitei doesn't mean Bitei Menasasa, it means regular Bitei. That's what you just told me. You're right. So what's the wise Ashra in the Gemara? Ashra Rashi, Tais Mistias Gam Rashi, Rashi is Bitei Menasasa, because Bitei Mishta learned from there. Maybe it's the beginning of an approach. I don't know. The Pashup shot in Taisa. Taisa Kasha makes a lot of sense. I'm not telling you that you're going to go later with your Chavrus and try to figure out what I'm asking. I'm not telling you Taisa Kasha doesn't make sense. I'm just saying it has nothing to do with the Gemara here in Yevamos. Taisa Kasha makes Taisa doesn't need my Haskama. It makes sense. I mean to say is my Kasha is not that I don't understand Taisa's Kasha. Taisa's Kasha is a good Kasha. But why has it got to do with this Gemara is my problem. What does that have to do with the Gemara? Well, this has to do with the Rashi, maybe. Okay, let's go on to the Iker of this Taisus. Taisus in the second half of Taisus says the following. I'm not going to learn it inside because the Lashon is difficult. There's an identical Taisus on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Yechazer, make sure you look at the Taisus. Short Taisus, it says the same as he says here at the end. Taisus Dibur Amaskel Arayos She'erk Sibu. Taisus Lashon there is a lot more clear than here. I don't want to talk now about the Lashon of Taisus. I want to talk about the idea of Taisus. It's usher to marry a whole list of relatives. The Torah asks the 15 of our Mishnah, the 6 of the next Mishnah, they have a list of relatives you're not allowed to marry. If you're like me, they're all one big bunch of relatives that you're not allowed to marry. We know some are Issa Erva. The truth is the relatives in the Torah are pretty much all Issa Karis. And they're Arayas. They're Erva and Kedusha Taisim Chivi Arayas. Some of you are like me, when you have a parasha that goes through all these ervas, it's just one big this relative, we read through the parasha, and we assume they're pretty much the same, and they are pretty much the same. The Dine Arayas are pretty much the same, whichever relative it is. Taisvis here, Yevamis, this Taisvis, wants to say, on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph in Taisvis, that maybe Isha Ubita is different. Maybe it's different. Why? Because of the language of the Torah. The Lashon of the Torah is Ervas Isha Ubita Loisigal. Ervas Isha Ubita Loisigal. It doesn't say Loisikach. It doesn't say don't marry. It uses the Lashon of a Maisabia. Ervas isha ubita loisagala. So Tosis has a havamina that maybe there's only an issa to marry a mother and a daughter if there was a maisa bia with the mother, then you're not allowed to marry the daughter. Or only if there was a maisa bia with the daughter, you're not allowed to marry the mother. But maybe marriage alone doesn't answer. This is what Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph is coming to talk about. Be'eshis Raifu. There it says, Isha sheyikach es isha v'zima zimui be'eshis Raifu. So there it seems that this is on Kicha alone. Nachinami. So what does Tosfos want? So Mestam Tosfos means that there's no lav. It will be missing in the pasuk of the Azhar. The pasuk of Beis Yisrael, I don't think you can learn two ways. It says it's just Yikach. You're right. So Tosfos means that whatever we're marba from this pasuk, whatever we're maisa from this pasuk, the Azhara, this pasuk should only be talking about Isha Ubita. If you were, the man was bayil on the first one, then there's Issa on the second one. That's, you follow? That's Tosfos Havamina. And the Re says it's not so. Tosfos at the end says there's a pasuk She'er, She'erahena. She'er means somebody you're married to. And Benesuin Ika She'er, Bainsim Leka She'er. That's the Tosfos. Okay, again. Tosfos has a svara to say, a havamina to say, that there's an iser. The iser of isha ubita is different than all other arayos. That's only aser if somebody was bayil one, then there's an iser on the second one. But if not, it would be okay. Tosfos has a havamina with it. If there's no maisabia, you can marry a woman and a daughter. So Tosfos says it's not, and kedushin eschavay does. The Yisr of the Torah is only in this case. So here is a tumul in the Achrayim. In the Paiskim as well, the Beis Meir, the Simin Tezvav in Evin Ezer, the Pischei Tshuva there brings, the Pischei Tshuva is in Simin Tezvav Sefkat and Hay. He brings a Shahar Melech. And the stipler in Simon Beis brings what they say, and he is marich on the following shayla. Tosfos only says that the isha ubita, which we learn from She'er, is by nesuin. Is by nesuin. It's mashma from Tosfos. Kiddushin alone. If someone is mekadesh a woman, and no nesuin, no bia, no gilier, no ervasa gila, and no she'er. If someone just gives kiddushin alone to a woman, and then he's mekadish a daughter, or even he's megala ervasa, he lives with the daughter, there's no avera. That's what it seems in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that. Tosfos asks, it should only be us if there's a maisa bia. Tosfos answers, she'erahena. She'er is unisuin. That means, if you boil the mother, there's an issa to be boil the daughter. If you have nisuin to the mother, there's an issa to make nisuin, or boil the daughter. Issa to be boil the daughter. But if you just do kedushin to the mother, turns out there's nothing. If it's bita, you're right. But what happens if it's bas ishta? If it's bita, you're right. At the end, we'll learn it out from the same place, we'll learn bita menasasa. But what happens if it's bas ishta? Not his daughter, just his wife's daughter. It seems, what? Why? You don't know that from pasuk bita menasasa. That pasuk says the word bita. It doesn't say bas ishta. Right? That's the pasuk uses the word bita.
Before we know bita menasasa.
And once I know bitum and asasai, then I know bitay me ishtay, I know. But bas ishtay she'ena bitay, just his wife's daughter, you don't know from bitay. Bitay is not megala anything. The pasuk bitum and asasai you don't have, because that pasuk is only with his daughter.
But we only need it. We only need to teach you that you don't need to have an nesuin. But you might think from this pasuk need nesuin, so we need that to teach you don't need nesuin.
But that only teaches you don't need nesuin in the case of bitay. It doesn't teach you you don't need nesuin in the case of asishta. The pasuk of bitay can't be megala. Now, this is the way they understand Taisus. And not only that, they bring a makar for Taisus. You want to hear? They say, oh, I can have a makar for Taisus on the Beferish Gemara. A one-line Gemara in Tzadik Zayin. The first line of Gemara in the 11th parak. If there brings the Mishnah there, it says, Nasa Isha Asar Lisa Bita. It's a braisa. Nasa Isha, you marry a woman, Asar Lisa Bita. That's how the Gemara starts. So think. Nasa Isha Nisuin Asar Lisa Bita. Vaistais Mekadesh Isha, you're allowed to do Nisuin to the daughter. Yeah, new thing. We never heard of such a thing. No matter how many years you're learning Noshim, never heard of such a thing. You can be married, Kiddushin to the mother, and Nisuin to the daughter. It's only Nasa Isha Asar Lisa Bita. That's what sounds like Taisus. So after the Sharabella brings this as a Makar, that you have a Gemara, that could be a Makar, they ask on Taisvis, you can't say such a thing. There's a Beferish Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Nun. The Mishnah there says, Kidesh Isha Ubita Ka'achas. If a man was Makadesh, a woman and a daughter at the same second. Let's say somebody made a shliach to be makabel kedushin for her, and her daughter made the same exact shliach. Her mother and her daughter told the shliach, find me a husband, whoever you want. And then the husband gave the kedushin, is makadish both of them at the same time. Now you can be makadish to women who are not related at the same time, no problem. Makadish to women, it's a problem, you're related, married to two women. But the Torah you're allowed to be married to two women. If you mekadesh isha ubita ka'achas, it says ein mekudeshes. So fract everybody, stipler. Yosef Meach, he brings it. The Tisnei Tshuva, the Shara Melech, it's the Ferish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and mekadesh isha ubita ein mekudeshes. If you're going to tell me this chiddush, which is the mashmois of Taisus, that the only time you're not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter is either through Tashmish, because of the pasuk of Galvei Sereva, or because of She'er, which is Nesu'in. So you mean Kedusha not Taifas? It can't be. It's a Ferish Mishnah, Kedusha is not Taifas. That's one kasha. The second kasha they ask is from Masechtas Nazir Daf Yud Beis. I'll tell you what it says in Nazir Daf Yud Beis. It says if you make a shliach, a man makes a shliach, you mekadesh an isha. Anybody you want, whoever you find, like Avraham did with Eliezer. Go find a woman, find their wife. And the shliach disappears. Osir b'chol ha'anashim shavayim. You don't marry anybody. Because the person you marry might be the sister of the person the shliach is mekadesh, or the mother, or the daughter. So the Gemara in Nazir says, if a man made a shliach to be mekadesh and isha, also b'chol nashen shavaylam, the Gemara says an eitzah. What's his eitzah? Anybody? Huh? You have to marry a woman who has, the Gemara's Lashon is, who has no daughter, no mother, no sister, no relative that was alive from the time you made the shliach, there's such a woman you're allowed to marry. She has no relatives. Fract all of these mefarshim. It's talking there you made a shliach lekadesh isha to do kedushin. So why can't you marry a woman who has a mother? The mother's alive. Yechayshish, maybe it was mekadesh the mother. We're saying by Taisvis, only nasa isha asalisabita, but kiddush isha is mutalisabita. So the question is, why, from there in the Gemara, it's klar that even kedushin makes an isser on the daughter. So how's Taisa going to answer that? So these are two Gemaras. I think they asked from a couple more Gemaras, but these are two klara Gemaras. I mean that even kedushin, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. So there are a few approaches to answer it. Obviously, everyone has the kasha, everyone has to say terutzim. I'd like to share with you the stipless teretz because I think it's yisaidistic, and I think it's connected to a stipling kedushin. Very yisaidistic a stipling kedushin. It's simitas vav in my stipler, the old prince. The new ones is probably a few simanim later. The stipler simitas vav says a very yisaidistic idea about kedushin and nesuin. So let's step away from this Taisus for a minute, and we'll come back to what he says here. We all know that to marry a woman, you need two things. To be fully married, heistus to a woman, you need kedushin and nesuin. Kedushin, you do a ring, right? Shloisha derachim. Kedushin is either keser shtar or bia, that we call kedushin. Nesuin is what we call chuppah. Some hold it's the chuppah, some hold it's the Rambam, holds it's the yichud room. Others hold it's the badekin, the Rambam holds the badekin. But there are different shittas about what's chuppah. But we all know that to be married, you need kedushin and nesuin, two different things. And we know that once upon a time they did it separately. They used to do kedushin, and many months later nesuin. Today we do kedushin under the chuppah. We do it together, and we chayshish for the Rambam. We make a yichud room, even though we don't really pass back the Rambam. But still, you want to be married, l'chol hashitas. You know, tell everyone you're married, except like the Rambam. You know, so we do a yichud also, and we have kedushin nesu. We're used to it. Why? What's the hezber hadvarim? That you need two steps to be fully married. When you do kedushin, she's eish eish. But you're still missing something in the marriage. Until you do the suin, you're not fully married. What's the kavanas hatayra in kedushin the suin? What's the idea that in order to get married you need two steps? What are the two steps? Like, why should it be? If you buy an object, you do a kinyan and you're finished. You do a shicha, you do certain things, can you kesef, chalipin, whatever can you do, you're finished. You don't need two steps to be kind of things. What's the hezber in the Kavanas HaTorah, kedushin and nesuin? Now, without the stipler, I would say it's two independent things. You need kedushin, you need nesuin. As the Mishnah Lamelech declares, if you could do it in reverse order, chuppah first, kedushin second, if it works. If you learn that two different things, so of course you need two things in order for it to be chal. So anytime you need two things, so okay. You have to do both. You have to shake a lulav, you have to shake an eser, you have to shake a ravs and a dasa. You never kind of mitzvah until you shake all four. So you can shake all four together. You don't have to. You can pick up one, shake it, pick up the next one. You'll see yaitzah. Barbar shayis b'yayim, you'll see yaitzah. Right? The four different things to do the mitzvah. So you can learn pasha, kedushin, nesuin, you need two different things. The stipler is masber. The way kedushin and nesuin work, that they're two parts of one thing. Kiddushin and Nesuin are two parts of one thing. Kiddushin is a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Maisa. You're doing a Kinyan. Whether you do it with a ring, a Keser Shtar Bia, it's a Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa is a Maisa Kiddushin. It makes a woman, a man and a woman, husband and wife. Nisuin is what he calls the mitzias of being married. It's not a maisa. Nisuin is not a maisa. Nisuin is, it's a mitzias. In other words, the Kedushin says that I'm kind to you. But from the Kedushin alone, he's still living in his house, she's still living in her house. There's something missing. When they move into a house together, call the house a yichadrub, call it a chuppah, call it going home together, the Shita of the Rishayim. It's the mitzias of being married. To illustrate what this means, you all know that you need witnesses for Kedushin. Eidei Kedushin have to see the maisa putting the ring on the finger. Eidus for a chuppah. Do they have to see a maisa? Do they have to see the person step into the chuppah? By the yichadrum. Do they have to see the people step into the yichadrum? No. Is that true? If they're already in the yichadrum, the eidim come, they see they're in the yichadrum, they close the door, it's fine. You don't have to see a maisa. You have to see the mitzias. You have to see the fact that they are already married. One is a maisa kedushin. It's a maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan, if you're buying a car, it's good enough to do a maisa kinyan. You don't need more than that. Wherever the car is, it's yours. To create ishus, it's not enough the maisa kinyan. You have to do it. You have to be a husband and wife. You have to be mitzias. We define the mitzias of isha, a man and a husband, as living together. Living together could mean in one room, or one home, or in under one chuppah. But it means that they're there for marriage. Nafkamina, the stipler's ikar shtickle there in Kedushin, is to tell us that while Kedushin needs Das Kinyan, Gemara says Kedushin Beis Amid Beis, Kedushin needs Das Kinyan, Nisuin doesn't need Das to be kinder. The stipler is Machiach from Atosis and Kedushin Daf Yud. That for Nisuin, even if they don't know this again, there's such a thing as this, Nisuin. As long as they're intending to be husband and wife together, Nisuin Achal. As long as they're intending to live in a home as husband and wife, or go to Yichud as husband and wife, even if they don't have any kavana for a kinyan, let's say if people don't know. They know you put on a ring, you're married. They didn't know that under a chuppah is a kinyan. They didn't know that Yichudrum is a kinyan. So the stipler works anyway. Because Kedushin is a maisa kinyan. He's kavana. Every kinyan in the world, come out, every kinyan needs kavana. The mitzias of being husband and wife, that doesn't need kavana. It needs a mitzias of husband and wife together. That's the suin. Kedushin is the kinyan that makes it be. And the suin is the fact, the mitzias of doing it, of being that way. And that's why, I think the disciple speaks it out, that's why Kedushin has to be before Nisuin. Not like the Mishloah Melech. Ramban there, in Kedushin Daf Yud, says, you have to do Kedushin first, Nisuin second. Why? Because one is the Kinyan, and one is the carrying out of the Kinyan. The Kinyan is that you're being kind of a wife, then you need the Mitzias of living as a husband and wife. Now, Grada, with this is answered, a Velt Kasha. The Velt is a good kasha, and Avni Nezer, I think, is in the tshuva. We do a badekin at a wedding. Why do we do a badekin? It's one of the shitas of Nisuin. There are four main shitas, actually, five main shitas of what chuppah is. One shita is putting a talis on both of them, which the Yekis do and the Sfaradim do, but by us we don't see it too often. We're not like that shita, but the other four shitas were Makayim. The four shitas are the badekin, and the chuppah, the yichadrum, and living in a home as husband and wife. Now, every wedding I was ever at, the badekin is before the kedushin. You ever notice? Badekin is before the kedushin. We don't pass the Mishloah Melech. We say kedushin has to be first. How can we do the badekin before the kedushin? Badekin, we do badekin because there's a daya that's the suin. Why are we doing the suin before kedushin? By some chassidim, it's not even the chassan that does the bedekin. By some chassidim, it's not the chassan that does the bedekin. It's the Kala's father that does the Bedekin. What's going on? The Suin? Someone else does it? The answer is, and Avi Nezer says this, the answer is the Suin is not a Maisa. It's not a Maisa of going into the Chuppah. No one in their right mind thinks Chuppah is going into the Chuppah. It's not true. You go into the Chuppah also before you do Kiddush. It's not the Maisa of Badekking the Kala that's the Suin. Putting the veil on is not nesuin. Her being badekt, her being covered with a veil, kaminik, b'nais Yisrael, being badekt, that's nesuin. It's not the maisa. You need the maisa. It has to be l'shem kedu, l'shem nesuin. She tries on the veil, she doesn't become, it's not a nesuin. When she does it, l'shem marriage, she's wearing it, l'shem marriage, being badekt is the badekin. So since she is badekt, at the time of the Kiddushin, that's the Suin. Same thing under the Chuppah. You step under the Chuppah first. Being under the Chuppah, that's the Suin. Being under the Chuppah, not stepping under the Chuppah. Being under the Chuppah, that's the Suin. Or being in the Yichudru, or being in a home. Either one is the Suin. So what the stipler does in Kiddushin is to give a time. And like every good yisoid, it answers kashas all over the place. To say the kedushin is suin, that it goes together. Now, I'm assuming that some of you are thinking ahead of me and realize how this stipler is going to answer the kashas on Tosfos. It's late, the truth is it's better this way. For tomorrow, make sure you understand the difficulties with Tosfos. And the stipler is probably the best place to look at it, or the Pesachei Tshuva. They're both written very clearly. And then this is in Simon Bey's, the paragraph that answers it is Venira al Pimasha Nisboyer. Venira, and there's a big abbreviation, Ayin Pei Mem Shin Nun Saf or something. In that paragraph, he doesn't send you to Kistapel and Kilas Yaakov and Kiddushin, but you'll cop right away that with his Mahalach in Kiddushin, you understand klar what he's saying here, the Chiddush Yevamis, and Mr. Hashem will come to that tomorrow. I'm going to finish the Gemara. I'm going to go a few lines down till the Gemara talks about listening Asurim. So learn a little bit of the Gemara too.